Finished? I'll take your plate.
Very nice. Thank you.
It's good to see you up at last.
No small thanks to you. Dr. Price too. You did the lion's share, Holden.
Does my art good to see some colour back in your cheeks, dear?
I might look out my sketch pad and go aloft.
Right you are, Admiral. Can you manage?
Yes, yes, don't fuss. I can walk.
They won't recognise you at the Royal Academy. You've lost so much weight. Let's see if we can't fatten you up a little before you have to return.
I was thinking, I might go in next week.
Why? They're not expecting you, are they? They can manage without you one more week, I'm sure. Let's go down to Margate. You could do with some sea air.
Well, let's see.
William, no matter how hard I try, I can't put the thought aside. Your illness might have borne you away from me. From us. At lunch we must talk.
Must? The price men pay. What about?
Now, William, John's still not been settled.
I've got him enrolled as an engraver. He has a regular income and few outgoings. What more does he need?
You know very well.
He trades on my name regularly. He'll never want.
Nevertheless,
he's not my son, Sophia.
That's cruel. You don't have to remind me he's fatherless.
He's a grown man. I was supporting my father at his age. You know where to find me.
Turner's Gift, a play for radio by Patrick O'Connor.
Good morning. I am George Smarden Dyke. Miss Danby, allow me to introduce myself. My name is George Smarden Dyke.
Madam, good morning. Smarden Dyke, would you kindly present my card?
Miss Danby. My God, your face.
What is your business, sir?
My business? Yes, good. Let me introduce my... Smarden Dyke. George, my card.
Do you have an appointment, Mr. Dyke?
Smarden Dyke. I am known to Walter Fawkes, son of Mr. Turner's friend, Walter Fawkes Sr. God rest his soul. Mr. Fawkes has graciously furnished me with this letter of introduction. If you'll be so kind...
Mr. Turner's in Margate. He won't be back till Friday. Can he contact you at the address on your card?
Oh, I see. Most unfortunate. Well.
Good day.
One moment. Please. Would you be so kind as to let Mr. Turner know that the matter I wish to discuss with him is very important and greatly in his interest?
Very well. Goodbye.
I trust you will pay close attention to the matter he wishes to present to you. It's young Walter's handwriting, all right, but not his voice, if you follow.
Perhaps Mr. Fawkes is under some obligation to the young man.
Pay close attention. What was he like?
Well dressed. But his clothes were somewhat frayed, as if inherited from an older brother, his father even. He was quite out of time.
I mean in person.
Well, he rather forgot himself when I opened the door. Not unusual, I know, but always tiresome. He was mannerly, but there was something desperate about him.
A foreign aristocrat. Father drank him out of his inheritance, perhaps. Tell him I'm busy. Tell him the truth. I've been most unwell, and have much to attend to settle my own estate, without the need for any new ventures. Has Griffiths found anyone for the restoration work yet?
Yes, 3, hopefully. He's not heard back from all of them. They'll be here Tuesday morning. William, it would be a good time to have the roof seen to.
Yes, yes, all in good time. My life seems entirely taken up with matters of repair and preservation. Oh, God, old.
You'll be painting again soon enough. The truth is, William, you can't spend money.
A good habit. Learn from my father.
It's now a disease.
Hannah, I'm not well. What little thought I have of the future is taken up with my collection.
The bequest, I know.
What is agitating you?
It doesn't matter.
Anything else?
A note from Mr. Hardwick about your Royal Academy business. He says you're not to worry, it's all in hand, and he hopes you'll be back in good health soon.
Let Griffiths know I'll see the Tuesday people together. No use wasting a lot of time talking to each one when you can see by their hands if they're serious or not.
All right.
I'll write a note to young folks. I'll miss his father very much. Well, he knows that. But perhaps I can prompt him to tell me privately whatever it was about Dyke that his letter of introduction couldn't reveal.
William, this is Mr. Francis Sherrell. I'm afraid Mr. Martin and Mr. Delancey have not appeared.
Not appeared? What's Griffiths playing at? How can I make a choice?
Mr. Griffiths hinted there might be difficulties. Mr. Sherrell has bought his portfolio.
I hope this won't be a waste of time. All right. Come in, come in.
Thank you, Mr. Turner.
Come into the light. Show me your hands. Come along.
I'm sorry, they are a bit...
Don't apologise. Look at mine. What we do. Sit down. What's in the portfolio?
Drawings, sir.
Won't it for me?
Yes, sir. I paint too, of course, and I've lately been working for Dr. Munro, restoring paintings among his father's collection.
Griffiths said. How is he?
The doctor? He's well. Though his work at the Bedlam is very onerous, I believe. He told me his father encouraged you in your painting, as a boy.
What else did he tell you?
Nothing, sir.
You show promise. What do you paint?
All sorts. London views, churches, parks, portraits, seascapes. Anything I think will sell.
Seascapes?
I was brought up by the sea.
Where?
Ramsgate. My father was a fisherman.
Kent? I know Kent. You come well recommended. I'll take you on for a trial.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Turner. You can't imagine...
I don't think I'm going to pay you.
Well, of course, for the period of the trial, it would be...
If I keep you on, if, it'll be because you've shown that you can learn... It's up to you to demonstrate that.
I will, sir. I'm a good learner.
And discreet?
Sir?
Anything you see and hear in these rooms goes no further than the front door.
I mind my own business, Mr. Turner. I'm no coffeehouse gossip, be sure of that.
All right. We'll go next door to the gallery, and you'll see what needs to be done. When you start, I'll observe you closely and instruct you. In time, you may watch me as I paint.
A great honour, sir.
Many of the paintings needing restoration are seascapes. So, we will each paint a seascape here. It will be our schoolroom. And you will show me thereby what you are learning.
Yes, sir.
You've had coffee, I mentioned. Come along. Let's settle how much time you have to give and when you can start.
Your milk and rum, William.
This letter from Fawkes. You are right. He does have some obligation to Dyke, although an honourable one. It seems old Walter took an interest in Dyke when he was a boy. He even fostered him for a while when his father was absent from his life. Imprisoned for debt. Fawkes says he's afraid Dyke has a history of instability. Not right in the head. He generally endeavours to please, although he is prone to extravagant fancies.
You were wise to put him off. I'll file the letter. No meetings today.
Small mercies. This afternoon I must finish the new will. Ask the solicitor laid all out simply and clearly, and he succeeded only in confusing me with all his damned clauses and subclauses.
Francis is late. Perhaps it's the rain. William.
Hannah, stop. I've talked to some builders. They're to inspect what needs to be done by the end of the month.
Well, for heaven's sake, why didn't you tell me?
Your gratitude is noted. Can you prepare my pallet for this morning?
Your pallet? Well, more good news. You've found some of your old energy. What is it to be?
A seascape. All I want is ultramarine, white lead, and chrome yellow. Well, that'll be young Cheryl now.
Miss Danby, good morning. Thank you so much for your note. I wouldn't have blamed you had you ignored my request. I was unforgivably uncouth when we first met.
Mr. Smarden Dyke, isn't it?
You remembered. Oh, may I kiss your hand?
No!
Oh, overstepping the mark again, George. Once more, the abject penitent. Do forgive me.
What is it you want? Mr. Turner is not in a position to consider new business ventures. Did I not make this clear?
As clear as day, madam. But the world moves on and circumstances have changed. I have come in hopes of finding Mr. Turner much recovered from his illness and able to consider the matter afresh. I also have news to convey to him.
News?
Oh, yes.
Concerning?
Sir Nicholas Harcourt, equerry to Her Majesty the Queen. I will detain him no longer than 15 minutes.
Wait here.
Well, where is he?
It's not Francis, William. It's that Smarden Dyke again. He says he has news from an equerry of the Queen.
What on earth can that be? Well, I'll give him this. He's persistent.
Ugh.
What's the matter?
I find him repellent.
I'll judge that for myself. And Cheryl's yet to arrive. Show him into the gallery.
On your head be it. Will you want coffee?
Ask him. I'll have my milk and rum. Gums are raw. Take that cat out, would you?
Toby, come on. That's it. Up you come. Come in.
Most grateful. Charming cat. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Ilfa! Cats and I are incompatible, I fear. Ah. Turner's den. Oh, you can't imagine the pleasure entering this hallowed place gives me.
Hang on to your umbrella. You may need it in the gallery.
Really?
There are leaks.
Ah.
Would you like some coffee, tea?
A glass of boiled water would be most agreeable, thank you.
In here.
Thank you. Ah, just as I pictured it. Paintings, paintings, paintings.
It is what he does. Mind the puddles?
Well, of course, but so many. A treasure house. May I look through the...
He wouldn't like it. They're awaiting restoration.
Ah.
He'll be here in a moment.
Indeed. Don't let me delay you.
That's all right. Here he is. I'll take your hat and coat.
Most kind. My dear Mr. Turner, George Smarden Dyke. Mr. Fawkes wished me to convey his warmest regards.
Please state your business, Mr. Dyke.
Smarden Dyke. Of course. Mr. Fawkes has in his collection several of your, in my humble opinion, very best paintings. It also includes one of your modern landscapes. I am aware of the criticism of your recent work. All soupsuds and whitewash, I believe they've been called. Nevertheless, such a painting would be a perfect subject for a new process of reproduction. It is not only revolutionary, but also potentially extremely remunerative.
Go on.
Ah, I see I have your attention. You embody, Mr. Turner, all the most prized virtues of the modern age. A self-made man of humble origins. One who has harnessed the latest technical innovations to bring his talent before an ever-expanding multitude of followers, whose peerless genius is recognized, furthermore, by the highest institutions of the land, with one perhaps surprising exception, the royal family.
Will this take long?
Not long, Mr. Turner. You see, I too find myself in a position not unlike the one facing you as you commenced your career. Like you, I have had to make my own way. That is not to say I lacked certain other advantages. An education at one of our finest, if minor, public schools, and an extensive array of connections with, shall we say, people of influence. Mr. Turner, am I correct in stating that most of your wealth comes not directly from your paintings, but from engraved reproductions?
Most of which I have personally supervised.
Indeed, but from reproductions nonetheless, enabling hundreds of thousands of people here and abroad to appreciate your artistry.
That's the general idea.
Forgive me if I state the obvious. What if I were to tell you that the means exists to produce printing plates at a fraction of the cost and time of engraving, and that those plates convey a much closer likeness to the original in both tone and texture? A dear friend of mine has invented a process called photoglyphic engraving. It will enable you to prepare even your most daringly modern paintings for distribution in printed form.
Well, well. Photoglyphic
engraving.
Most impressive. And higher print runs than from an engraved copper plate?
Potentially.
In colour?
In colour.
The problem with engraving, Mr. Dyke, is not the expense of engaging engravers to prepare the plates. It's the fact that there is no fast printing process able to reproduce colour. For the last 10 years, my painting has been all about colour and tone. You can reproduce all you like, but if you can't print in colour, what is the point?
Ah, what is the point? Yes, yes, indeed.
Do you think I'm a fool? You think I know nothing of photography? Your friend is Fox Talbot, isn't it?
I am confounded. I need to seek other answers.
You've been asking the wrong questions, Dyke. Here is the answer you really want. No, I am not a gullible fool eager to make money on some harebrained scheme most likely to produce the opposite result. You've wasted enough of my time. Get out. Hannah?
I've not yet told you about Sir Nicholas.
If it was old Nick himself, I would not be interested.
Mr. Turner, please believe me. I intend no disrespect.
Yes, William?
Show Mr. Dyke out.
Already?
Will you not give me another chance to explain?
Come along, Mr. Smarden Dyke. It's stopped raining now. A stroll in the park will do you good.
A stroll? Yes, perhaps it will. Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Turner. Most unfortunate, Miss Danby. Most unfortunate. I felt sure he would seize the opportunity.
Good morning, Miss Danby. Good morning.
Come in, Francis.
Well, I see you're busy. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank heavens he's gone. One visitor I hope we've seen the back of. You're drenched.
It's a wicked day, Miss Danby.
Oh, Cheryl, you're here.
Sorry, I got held up...
Not to worry. I'm just slipping out to see Tom Lupton about the harbour's engravings. That silly fool Dyke. Thought he could put one over on me. I won't be more than an hour. Yeah, know what you're doing, don't you?
Yes, Mr. Turner.
Where's the umbrella? Ah, in case of vagabonds lurking in the square, eh? Hey!
Oh, I see, Mr. Turner. Like a sword.
Not like a sword, Cheryl. It is a sword.
Goodness.
Had it made for me before I first crossed the channel. Never had to use it, but I travel confidently. Eh? Hey! Silly old fool.
Morning, Miss Danby.
Good morning, Francis. Some sun at last? What news today?
Well, you'll never guess. They found that missing child.
Where?
The fair on Clapham Common. She had hair glued to her face and the poster outside the booth billed her as the dog-faced girl. The owners are under arrest.
The scoundrels.
But you'll never guess what's been advertised on the Common for next week.
Go on.
A cricket match.
Well?
Between a team of one-legged players and a one-armed team.
You've made that up.
Cross my heart, look.
Whatever next? Your fault.
What's my fault?
This hunger for knowing what's going on outside the front door.
Only natural.
Of course. But before I couldn't satisfy it with the fear of going out, whenever I do, people stare so. Some think I'm some sort of leper and cross the road.
How do you bear it?
I don't. I can't get used to it.
Anna!
You'd best go in. The teeth are playing him up, so watch out. I'll get him his rum and milk. Go and distract him.
Anna!
She's just preparing your milk, Mr. Turner.
And you've been delaying her with your penny dreadful nonsense.
Sorry, Mr. Turner. That missing girl's been found, though. Made up as the dog-faced...
Is this all you concern yourself with? Tog up! The old continent is seething in revolution and all that interests you are peak shows. Anything and everything outlandish.
Tog up! Right. They're human stories, Mr. Turner. Rulers getting overthrown? Well, that doesn't happen here. Far as I'm concerned, that's more of a tall story than the dog-faced girl is.
It's all a matter of time, Cheryl. All empires fall.
Except the British Empire, obviously.
Come here. Your seascape. What's that?
The lighthouse.
I mean, what's wrong with it?
No, I don't know.
What time of day and year?
Winter. Late afternoon. Just gone dusk.
As you've painted it. But the light from the top of the lighthouse is shining straight at us. Close your eyes. Imagine it. The light's in your eyes. It's dispersed by the spray from the sea. Can you see the lighthouse?
But it's there.
Can you see it?
No.
So, for now, paint what the eye sees, not what you know. Later we'll talk about using your knowledge to compose a picture so it tells a story. Meanwhile, the light is dazzling, Cheryl. Dazzle us!
Yes, Mr. Turner.
I won't be in for a week. Royal Academy business. Continue working on this. It's coming along. But don't forget, paint what the eye sees. Get some more of the light into those wave tops.
your coffee, Francis, when you're ready.
Thank you, Miss Danby.
Is it nearly finished?
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? Knowing when to stop. I think it is.
It's like one of his Margate paintings. He'll be pleased.
He was most harsh with me last week. I wondered if my time here was about to come to an end.
Don't think that.
I was discouraged, I'll admit. I've made inquiries about other opportunities.
Oh, no, no. You can't leave now, Francis.
Why not?
You have no idea the effect you've had on him since you came here. The hope you've created in me.
I don't understand.
Even before he was ill. William was depressed. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't put his affairs in order. The illness didn't help. The feeling his body was starting to fail him. You can see the signs of neglect all around you. And then this Smarden Dyke man barging in.
What is it?
He's already abandoned the house, gone to live in Chelsea. But it's not the house. I can live anywhere. What I'm afraid of, he's going to let the gallery go too.